So if one goes ahead and he counts Sfiras Omer, and he makes the bracha, he proceeds to go ahead and count. And after he goes ahead and says the number of the night, which he assumes it to be, he suddenly realizes that he counted the wrong night. It's actually a different night altogether. Now we're talking about he made a mistake, and he realized the correct number is a different number. So what should he do now? So we know that generally speaking, in many, many scenarios where one does something by virtue of one's speech, one has the ability, Teich Bei Dibor, within the immediate very, give it about 2 seconds, one has the ability to go ahead and retract or to change what he had said earlier and to replace it with the correct version of what he intends to say. That being the case, if somebody finishes saying, no, today will be day 45, and he says, today is day 42, and he goes and corrects himself immediately and says, today is day 45, he will in fact be Yaitza with the bracha fully because he has retracted what his original mistake, his error is now corrected, Teich Bei Dibor. However, if he paused in between or he only realizes subsequently or a much later point, so there's a gap which is larger than Teich Bei Dibor, so he can go ahead and correct himself, but he'll lose the bracha. Now, in truth, he already lost the bracha because the bracha he made was on an erroneous counting, and he hasn't been yaitza. Whatever happens to that bracha, it's history, it's over. He should go ahead at this point, make a new bracha, and count the correct number, again, once he's beyond that gap. There's another scenario, which is rather intriguing, which is the opposite scenario, and that is what happens if somebody goes ahead, and he counts with a specific number, and then he realizes they made a mistake. But in truth, he actually counted the correct number, and when he corrects himself, he actually goes to the wrong number. He had to hold him, he's totally off on his night, and he goes ahead and he corrects himself with the wrong number. If we were following the same logic, one would assume that his correction, if it's Teich Bei Dibor, should get rid of his previous speech, it should uproot what he said earlier, and he should thereby lose his counting, even though he initially said the bracha and counted correctly. That would stand to reason, that should be the example, that should be the halacha. However, the two instances with the Shabura Paskins and similar concepts, where it seems to be quite the contrary. Now, one example is in Birch HaShachar, if one were to go ahead and say, we know the bracha of Pekeach Ivrim precedes the bracha of Malbush Arumim. Let's say somebody went ahead, he's saying Birch HaShachar, and he missed Pekeach Ivrim, so he goes ahead and he starts saying Malbush Arumim, and he fully intends at the time of the bracha to complete his bracha and say Malbush Arumim, and he goes ahead and he actually goes ahead and does say Malbush Arumim, and as he says the words Malbush Arumim, suddenly hits him, I just missed saying Pekeach Ivrim. So he corrects himself and he says Malbush Arumim, Pekeach Ivrim. What happens in that case? The Mishavura says, since he intended to go ahead and say a bracha, which he was mechayiv to say, he actually finished off a bracha in full form, as he was indeed obligated to say, except the fact that he missed another bracha. But this bracha is a bracha he is mechayiv to say, and he said it correctly, he is yaitz that bracha, and the fact that he went ahead and was chayiv to Teich Bei Dibor does not in any way negate his bracha, and therefore he will be yaitz the bracha of Malbush Arumim, even though he tried to correct it, he still will be yaitz that bracha, and the later correction will have no effect on it. A similar scenario with Mishabura says, Paskins likewise, and many other Paskins as well, when it comes to Havdalah. So we know that the order of the bracha says you make a bairi pri agafen, you make a bairi minei besamim, followed by a bairi me'ari ha'esh. Somebody's making Havdalah, and he forgets the besamim, and he goes ahead and he incorrectly goes ahead and starts making a bairi me'ari ha'esh. Now we're talking about where he fully intended, he didn't slip in he didn't trip on the words. The case here was he actually intended to make a bairi me'ari ha'esh. He went ahead and he said bairi me'ari ha'esh, and as he finished the bracha, he realized he made a mistake because he missed the besamim. He tries to correct himself and he says, Bayim Ariyesh, Bayim Nibisamim. In such a case as well, Mr. Brewer Paskins, since he said a bracha which he's mechayiv to say, and he intended to say the bracha, he fulfilled what he intended to do, that being the case, he would in fact be yaitz the Bayim Ariyesh, and the subsequent correction would have no effect whatsoever. So you see from here, the Mr. Brewer and other Paskins as well understand that not every time when somebody corrects himself, Teich Bei Dibor, does it automatically revamp what he said previously. If somebody said something which was an error, he has the ability to correct it. But if somebody said something which was correct, even though he may have not intended to see the correct order, he should not have said that. But he did indeed say a bracha, he was mechayiv to say it. He said it correctly, he would fulfill his obligation. That being the case, coming back to Sfiras Omer, if someone went ahead and corrected the correct day, and then erroneously went ahead and corrected himself with the wrong day, it should lechayiv would stand to reason, it would have no ill effect on the fact that he counted, and so many places do agree that he is in fact yaitza with his counting.